Good morning, everybody. Yeah, they call me a lot of names. At the work, I'm Oom Johnny. In the army, I was JJ. My friends call me J-Bai, so I don't know which one I am. On your seat, there's a little pamphlet that is our program for the day on the 12th of March. There's a lot of activities that is going to take place. See, the arrival time is 8:30, then we will have some tea and coffee before the service starts on 9 o'clock. And from 11 till 1800, you must enjoy yourself, so you must stay here for the worship also, the evening service. So nobody's going home. So there's not an interval between 11 and 18, so yeah, we must stay here for the rest of the day. Yeah, that is a lot of things to be done on that day, but I hope everybody will be there and everybody will enjoy the 12th. We're going to see a lot of people, a lot of sofa people from our nearby churches, but we're going to make friends, and still people are also going to change their day. So what we hope for is for a revival on the first phase of our healing center, so that people can change their lives. That is why we are here. That is why we attend church services, so that we can see the difference in our families, in our children, in our husbands, and in our wives. Okay, that is all about the Healing Center Phase 1 that is launched on the 12th of March. Yeah. Last year, it's now a year ago that I preach. I preach every time the people go to Vlootbos. So, this is now a year ago. And here I am again. So, yeah, first of all, close our eyes. Father, thank you for another beautiful day that you gave us this morning. Each one of us, Father, comes with an expectation. But we can do nothing without you, Lord. I'm only a vessel. You are the speaker this morning, Father. And I pray, Father, that you will be with each one of us, that you open our hearts and open our minds, Father, so that you can receive not what me, but what you want to give to all these people. I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I will start my sermon with a question. What is the most common command or encouragement in the Bible? Love. Okay. Another? Obedience. That is not what I want to hear. This one appeared 366 times in the Bible. There's one for each day of the year. Do not be afraid and do not fear. Isaiah 41 verse 10 said, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. The first one, I will strengthen you. In other words, when we are afraid of, when we are in fear, we are starting to get weak. And now the Lord said, I will strengthen you. And when he gives you that strength that you needed, he will also help you. And afterwards, when you feel comfortable, he will uphold you with his victorious right hand. Now, what is the difference between do not fear and do not be afraid? No difference. Okay. Being afraid is temporary. It affects you in the moment. But when that moment is over, you no longer feel it. I'm going to tell a story. I was in the army for 2 years. One day, our company was sent to Angola We must looking for a military bases from Swapo. And after we cross over from Southwest Africa to Angola, you must go and you must have a sleeping place for yourself. And it was nearly evening. And you must make a circle around you and tie a rope between your on your hand so that when somebody sees something, you just pull the rope and everybody will be awake. And while we was busy preparing for the evening, we saw a big tree. But that tree starts to rise. And everybody was quiet. And we look at one another. And somebody pulled the rope. And everybody is alert. And that tree becomes bigger. The next moment, that big elephant screams. There was nobody in that circle. We ran out of our weapons. And we scatter. The lieutenant is in front and we follow him. And for about 1.5 kilometers of running, everybody stops and start laughing. Because the moment was over. We was afraid, but only for that short moment. And then we come back and pick up our weapons and we start laughing again. So, to be afraid is temporary. Fear affects you long after the moment has passed and can continue to affect you if it's not addressed. That is fear. That's why so many people live in fear, because they did not address the problem. Now, where did it all start? Where did fear and afraid all start? It started in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve hid themselves from God. And when God asked them where you are, they said, I heard your footsteps, and I was scared or I was afraid. So it started right in the beginning, and it carries on till today. People are scared of something. Some of us are scared for only the temporary. And we make the temporary, we make it a long time effect in our lives. Even if sickness is on your life, you feel that, oh, nothing is going to help me. And then those temporary problem becomes a long-term problem. Now, in Isaiah, we read about the people of Israel that is in exile. They were afraid that God had forgotten them. They was a plundered people. And they were scattered around. But God never forsake them. Today also, God never leave us. He never forsake us. We let go what He extends to us. His hands is always open. It never close. But we don't believe in that. That's why we are afraid. We live in fear. And that is what happens to people where they are not at the feet of God. Sometimes when we are in those positions, we become afraid, and then we think that God don't love us. When you are struggling with something too long, and nobody can help you, and you have prayed a lot, you wonder if God still loves you. You wonder if God is there for you, and then you become afraid. Before God punished Israel out of mercy, He promised them that He would save them. That their service, their heart service will be over. That God will pay for the sins, and that He will bring them home. That is the promise that God made to the Israelites. But, and that is the big but, the wait can sometimes be long and painful. If you ever wait for something, and between the moment that you receive the promise and the end of the promise, when you get that promise, in between, there's a waiting period. And that period can be long and painful. There are challenges that we must overcome. There are storms that we must face. And in that waiting, it seems as if God has forgotten about us. There are hills that you must climb. There are valleys that you must go through. But God said today, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Sometimes that fear can paralyze us. That fear can make us weak. That fear brings doubt in our minds. It affects our thinking because we expect the worst. But listen what said God. Fear not. I have not forsaken you. And I am not going to leave you in your sin. I have and I will deliver you. God's promises is yes and amen. What He promised us, He will fulfill. God is not a liar. His word is yes and amen. I have spoken and it will happen. Maybe you are waiting for something that you prayed for. And you wonder if God will answer you. Listen today. He has spoken and it will happen. You are in your waiting period. That waiting period can be short or it can be long. You must wait past the midnight hour. Because our time is not God's time. And that is why we must be patient and we must be ready. For if the time comes, you will not know it. But if that time comes, it will overwhelm you. Because God is in charge of it. Now, when He gave up Israel for nations, that was on the one side of the cross. God gave up Israel for nations to make them His special people. God will give up your family to make you His special people. God will give up your stubborn husband or your stubborn children to make you His special people. On the other side of the cross, in Isaiah 43 verse 4, God says, "You are too precious, too dear. I love you. And for that I will exchange your life for one person. His name is Emmanuel, God with us." When I go through my sermon last night and I read this, there becomes tears in my eyes because I am precious to God. He loves me. And He exchanged Jesus for me. How can I not love Him back? Jesus defied hell to save us from our sins and loneliness. That's why you are not your parents. The price was too high. You are His. Isaiah 43 verse 1. I called you by your name and you are mine. How many people is here? If you look around you, see all these people sitting here. And out of all the people in Franschhoek, out of all the people in Paul, out of all the people in South Africa, God chose you for salvation. He called you by your name. He said, Derek, come home. Ulrich, come home. Do not be afraid. I delivered you from a place of slavery, and now you are on your way to the promised land. Our coming to the promised land is assured because we are called by the powerful name of Jesus Christ. He is already there. He is waiting for us. Our journey will be painful. There's a lot of struggles on our journey. But if we make it, the promised land is waiting for us. We will not sit here if we believe that Jesus is coming back for us to bring us into the promised land. That is why we worship, we love, and we sing unto God. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory. Everyone. Even those who don't know Jesus yet. That's why we have a healing center. So that we can call those people into their promised land. And that is what Jesus wants us to do. Listen what John 10 verse 28 to 29 said. I give them eternal life. And no one can tear them out of my hand. And my Father who gave them to me is greater than all. And no one can pluck them out of the Father's hand. The words that encourage me is this. I give them eternal life. If you finished your journey in Christ, you have eternal life. And nobody else can take it from God. Because He promised it to us. On that journey, you will have temptation. Someone will prevent you to go on your journey. But fear not, for I am. No one can refuse God's command. In Isaiah 43 verse 6, He said, give them up. Don't hold them back. They are mine. You are God's people. Born earthly parents. But He said, I know you by your name before you was born in your mother's womb. So you are not your mother's. She was only the vessel. You are God. I created you for my glory. I redeemed you in Jesus. I called you by your name. You are not your own or someone else. You are mine. Spirit, soul, and body. You belong to God. That little kid that we raise up, it's beautiful. Sometimes they make us mad. They run around. They take out everything in the cupboards. They throw it around. But you are not living for them. They are God's. You are only given by God so that you can raise them. You must raise them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is our service. That is our Christianity. That's why Isaiah 43 verse 5. Fear not, for I am with you. God is an all-knowing God. He knows how our lives will turn out. He knows that we will go a 40-year route and we will come back to Him. He knows that we will be a drunkard and we will be saved. He knows that we will use drugs and that we will be saved. God has already ordained our lives. But some of us will choose the broad way, where danger and temptations await us. It's an easy road, but the wrong one. If I look at our community down in Groendal, especially on a Friday and a Saturday, you see a lot of people do the wrong stuff. People give them over on that broad way because everything they enjoy is nice, it's beautiful in their eyes, but not in God's eyes. That road leads to destruction. That road kills a lot of people. People hear the voice of the Lord, but they don't turn around. But then there's a narrow road. And we all who are sitting here is on that road. And you can agree with me today. Here we struggle and fight to stay on the right course. How many of you try to give up? How many of you said it's enough, God don't want me, God don't love me. I'm fed up now with this Christianity. It is painful. And if it wants to appear as if God left me alone. The problem seemed too many to handle alone, and then we want to give up. Have you ever feel that? Have you ever run into a wall that you can't break down? Have you ever sit in a room where people accuse you? Have you ever struggled with your finance? Have you ever struggled with your health? And there's no one to help you. Listen to they. He who created you, He who formed you in your mother's womb, says to you right now, fear not, I will be with you. There's only one solution in this whole country, in this whole world, and that is Jesus Christ. Everybody sitting here is mad for Eskom. We want to run to Eskom and fix the problem ourselves. But we can't. We can only pray and rely on God to help us to solve this problem. And if we don't believe in God and what He can do, we will all be afraid and we will all live in fear. And that is today. The first, fear not, I am with you. We all are traveling to our promised land. And though you should sweat or get tired, the fumes will not overcome you, and the flames will not consume you. And if you go through everything possible, from water to fire, from natural to spiritual disaster, nothing will stop your journey, because I am with you. The great I am is with you, all the way. You only have to believe and to go on with your life. Prayer is power. If you pray every day to the one you can't see, and you have hope in your heart, God will be with you. Do you have times when God seems far? And are you afraid He left you to struggle? I think most of us have. Matthew 28 verse 5 said, "And behold, I am with you all the days until the end of the world." Another promise that God gave us. You don't have to fight alone. You don't have to struggle alone. You don't have to keep all your problems for yourself and sit in your own cage that you created for yourself. God says today, I am and I will deliver you from whatever you are in. But there's an enemy that is always with us. An enemy that will not leave us alone. An enemy will try to destroy you on your road to the promised land. On any given day, that enemy can discourage you, tempt you, cause you to struggle, torment you, turn your family and friends against you, take your health, and maybe even your life. Be aware of the roaring lion, but he is not that one. God is the Lamb of Israel. He is there for each one of us. He will help us on the journey to the promised land if we believe that He is greater than our problems, greater than our struggles, greater than anything in this world. He made us more than conquerors. Don't live like losers. Live like overcomers. Because we are the head and not the tail. We are going forward and not backwards. Everybody is the apple of the Father's eye. You see, if that enemy tries to do that, there is one thing that he cannot take away from us. He will try for 365 days, but he will never get it. And that is your soul. So fear not, and do not be afraid, because the Lord your God is with you. Amen. God is with you all the way. If you leave this building, you will enter your war zone. Fear not, I am with you. Amen. Let us close our eyes. Father, in this world, fear and being afraid will always follow us. But today, Father, we get the assurance that you are always be with us. We don't have to look around us. We can only look to you. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are our God, our Savior, the one who can trust. And today, Father, I put my whole life into your hands. Steer me on the righteous path. And if I struggle, Father, let the Holy Spirit help me. Let your victorious right hand uphold me so that I can look into your eyes and know that you love me. Lord, I not only pray for myself. I pray for every person that don't know you today. Every person, Father, that struggles to get out of their word situations. I pray that the Holy Spirit will visit them, Father, will help them so that they can see the light in this dark tunnel. Pray also for our land, Father. I pray that there will be solutions, Father, for all the problems in this country. Because you are God, because you are the one that gives us all these promises, I will only believe in what you say and not what the world say. I pray that you will guide me, Father, and you will protect all of us today. So when we meet again, I will look back and say, it was worth to walk on those road that you have stipulated out for me. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.